8:21 on the Paul W. Smith Show with 28 degrees. And a guest I enjoy speaking with. I've always respected and enjoyed Congresswoman Elissa Slotkin. I do believe that same feeling will continue through this conversation. Congresswoman, welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Well, thanks for having me. That's very nice.
Well, it's our pleasure. You were busy yesterday on Martin Luther King Day. Talk to me a little bit about your visit at Sparrow Hospital.
Yeah, well, frankly, a lot of our Martin Luther King events were canceled due to COVID, so we decided to do, you know, more some service. And I've been hearing from the nurses and doctors at Sparrow nonstop about how stretched they are, how full their ICUs are, how they can't get people quickly through their emergency rooms. So I just went to do a little service and get some eyes on. And I was helping the team that suits up the loved ones, the spouses of the COVID ICU patients, you know, in order to go see their loved ones for 50 minutes a day. You know, they wear like a whole hood and a whole, you know, machine that gets strapped to their back, you know, a whole outfit to be able to go in. And it was heartbreaking, to hear from them. And I was with a woman, her husband is 56 years old. He's on his stomach. He can't lift his head and just trying to keep him off a ventilator. So I just wanted to see and hear from the nurses in particular what was going on over there.
Did you come away feeling good about the work they're doing? Did you feel that they feel good about the work they're doing, or do they feel kind of beaten up like a lot of people in healthcare?
Yeah, it reminded me of people serving in a war zone. The people who were kind of half in, half out have already resigned, retired, left, right? After the first wave of COVID. The people who are left there, the nurses in particular, are like the ones who are so dedicated to the mission that they can't live with themselves if they leave their crew, if they leave their shift, if they leave those patients. We're talking about people overnight, nurses who are taking care of 9 patients by themselves in the ICU. These are very sick people. And they can't leave their shift if the next shift isn't full and ready, full of people to take over for them. So some of them are working back. They work weekends. They're missing things in their life. And they're showing the same kinds of signs I saw from people once they'd been serving in a war zone and were stretched. You know, they're angry. They're irritable. They're feeling displaced emotion. You know, they find themselves crying in their cars, they were telling me, when they finish a shift.
Mm.
And I just wanted to bring some attention. You know, we all have friends who are nurses and doctors and in healthcare in some way. And I just, you know, while a lot of us are moving on with our lives, they can't. And I wanted to bring some attention to that.
Well, God bless you for that. I think you've done that. You've done it nicely. And it's something that you were at Sparrow Hospital in Lansing. You could have been, frankly, in any hospital anywhere. And we just have to note that that's the way things are. Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, we do think that the next month is going to be pretty tough. There's no doubt about it, because we still have, you know, a large number of cases, people entering the hospital and the ICUs. We hope that after another month or so, things might normalize a bit. In the meantime, we have some National Guardsmen that have been assigned to Sparrow. I'd like more military help over there just to give them some relief. They say it gives them such hope to see that uniform coming in, because they know it's a trained professional. They know some relief is on the way. But I do think we need to get through this next month, and hopefully we'll start to balance out a bit. But here's the thing. Sparrow Hospital, for instance, they just hemorrhaged money last year because they couldn't at the end do any inpatient surgery. I mean, people don't realize you couldn't get a kidney stone dealt with. You couldn't have a prearranged heart surgery there because they had to cancel all inpatient surgeries. Well, that's how they earn money. And right now we have got the state of Michigan sitting on $4 billion of COVID relief. That is money, much of it earmarked for the healthcare world and for our schools. So I'm just begging the state Senate, get off your duff and please pass a bill to get money out to our schools and hospitals.
Good for you. I see you as a straight shooter, but I understand the world of politics, and you're a strong, good Democrat. But how does Congresswoman Elissa Slotkin, I'll talk about you in the third person as if you're not sitting right here, how do you view the current administration? And are you pleased with the way things are going for President Joe Biden and the Vice President Harris?
You know, I think it's mixed. And, you know, I had the opportunity when the president came to the 8th District landed at the Lansing airport and we had 35 minutes to drive to Howell, I got to, you know, raise my concerns directly with the president one-on-one. I haven't been shy about that. There are some things that I agree with and there are some things that I have real concerns about. And I think, you know, it's just a matter of, I'm an extremely pragmatic person. And I want my president, whether they're Democrat or Republican, to be pragmatic and focused on helping people's pocketbooks and their kids. That seems to be like the bare minimum of what we're here to do. And so I get frustrated when there's, you know, policies and drama and politics that have nothing to do with helping people's pocketbooks or kids. That's from both parties, of course. But my concerns stem from that we're not always being as practical as we should be.
I would ask you to, in your busy day, look up, or maybe online, go online, and look at the Detroit News editorial with the headline, which should grab your attention, Biden is starting to sound like Trump. And the other thing, the other thing to look at is what our state Democrats have done in putting their foot in their mouth or letting us know how they really feel about education and saying that it's not the parents and what they want for the kids. It's what we have to do is to teach them what society needs them to know. The client of the public schools is not the parent, but the entire community, the public. They've pulled that, but it's too late. Of course, we've already read it and seen it. But I'd love for you to read that and weigh in on that next time we talk, if we can.
Well, that was just dumb. Let me just say that. That was just dumb.
See, this is why I like you. That's succinct and to the point. That was just dumb. Period.
Yeah.
All right, Congresswoman, have a great day. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much. Bye now.
Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin here on the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR.